This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Ashley Allen, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. Last name Allen, A-L-L-E-N. On May 20th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination 1 week to this day, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 41-year-old female, height 5'8" tall, weight 214 pounds, who is involved in a slip and fall injury on or about September 12, 2024, period. This occurred at McDonald's in Indianapolis inside a play area. She fell to the ground due to a spill on the floor, period. She denied loss of consciousness, but she landed on her left side, period. She had immediate pain in her left hip, comma, left thigh, comma, low back, comma, diffuse pain, comma, left hand, comma, left wrist, comma, neck, comma, and mid-back, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having pain in her left hip, her left thigh, and her low back, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with physical therapy, injections, and medicine, period. It is a constant throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the leg, period. New paragraph. Her left thigh pain was treated with physical therapy, medication, and an injection, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the leg, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with medication and physical therapy, period. It is intermittent, lasting approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the feet, and it also has a pins, needles sensation with numbness, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Franciscan Hospital emergency room, treated and released, period. They did x-rays. She had an MRI as well as medication, period. She saw a sports medicine doctor at Franciscan Sports Medicine, seen a few times. MRI ordered, later referred to physical therapy, period. She was seen in the emergency room a second time. She also had a low back MRI at Reyes Radiology. She was told that she had bulging discs. She was seen at IU Health Spine Specialists and referred to more physical therapy, period. She was given a thigh injection and had an allergic reaction with a permanent bump sensation, period. She was referred to pain management, but due to lack of insurance, she was unable to get as of the present time, period. She was advised an ablation of the back may be needed in the future, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, treadmill, comma, biking, comma, walking over 1.5 hours, comma, standing over 20 minutes, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, driving over 1 hour, comma. I should have said early, sitting over 40 minutes, comma, sitting over 40 minutes, comma, driving over 1 hour, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and playing with grandchildren, period. New paragraph. Medications include Xanax, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma, amlodipine, comma, and ibuprofen 600 milligrams, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes ibuprofen 600 milligrams, comma, over-the-counter medicine, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety, comma, hypertension, comma, and diabetes, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for an abdominal fibroid and cyst, an abdominal fibroid, comma, cyst removal from the ovary in 2022 that did cause some abdominal and back pain, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history, the patient never injured her left hip in the past, period. The patient never injured her left thigh in the past, period. The patient never injured her low back in the past, period. She had a slip and fall injury September of 2009, injuring one leg. She saw a chiropractor that was treated approximately 4 months without permanency, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident approximately 2002. She was injured and treated by a chiropractor while pregnant for 4 to 5 months. They treated her upper back without permanency, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient was seen in the emergency room in 2022 to have a cyst removed from the ovary that caused low back and abdominal pain when they found the cyst on the ovary. She had surgery, period. In 2018, an MRI of the low back was negative for bulging disc. She did have abdominal and back pain that was determined due to a fibroid that resulted in surgery in 2019 with essentially total resolution of the low back pain, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a secretary and a patient care technician part-time, approximately 24 hours a month, period. Prior to the injury, she was full-time, period. She did miss 125 hours of work due to this injury, period. The patient can no longer work full-time, and she is on restriction of light duty, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report, Franciscan Health Department, Franciscan Health Emergency Department, September 12, 2024, 40-year-old female who presents to the ED with new onset of left hip, left thigh, and left knee pain, status post-fall at McDonald's 2 hours ago, period. She slipped and fell on freshly cleaned floors, landing on her left side, period. She has had limited ability to ambulate secondary to her pain, period. Pain is located over the lateral aspect of her left hip and down her left thigh, period. On physical examination, they noted several abnormalities, including lumbar spine tenderness, comma, midline and left paraspinal muscles, period. Tenderness to palpation of the left groin and left lateral hip, period. Left hip pain with log roll, period. Tenderness palpation diffusely about the left femur, period. Evidence of a small hematoma to the lateral aspect of the left hip, period. Tenderness palpation of the proximal left knee, period. Slight limited range of motion of the left knee secondary to pain, period. They prescribed for her hydrocodone. Clinical impression was 1, contusion of the left hip, 2, low back pain, 3, contusion of the left thigh, 4 is fall. Period. End of report. physical therapy evaluation, October 14th, 2024. Chief complaint, low back and left lower extremity pain. Onset was September 12th, 2024. Mechanism of injury was fall on a wet floor at McDonald's, period. End of report. Franciscan Physician Network Sports Medicine Note, September 23rd, 2024, presents for left hip slash thigh in back injuries, period. On exam, patient notes significant tenderness over the anterior, lateral, and posterior aspect of the left hip and thigh, period. Proceed with an MRI of the left femur for further evaluation of her symptoms, period. End of report. Franciscan Physician Network Sports Medicine, MRI of the hip, October 1st, 2024, showed intermediate grade strain slash low grade partial tear of the proximal left rectus femoris at the myotendinous junction, period. End of report. Telephone encounter, October 2nd, 2024. Please let patient know that her MRI shows a strain of one of the muscles in her left hip slash thigh that is responsible for moving both the hip and the knee, period. This is something that I would recommend PT for, period. End of report. Reyes, radiology, MRI of the left thigh slash femur, January 14th, 2025. Conclusion, the previous rectus femoris muscular and myotendinous strain slash partial tearing demonstrates partial healing, period. End of report. Reyes, radiology, MRI of the lumbar spine, January 14th, 2025. Impression, L3-4, left lateral bulge with potential mild contact, the exiting left L3 nerve root, period. Number two, L4-5 bulge, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, April 1st, 2025. Showed a lumbar spondylosis in the lower lumbar spine, period. End of report. Sports medicine outpatient provider note, February 21st, 2025. Evaluation of left hip and pelvic pain, period. She had an MRI of the lumbar spine and also an MRI of the left hip and pelvis, period. The MRI of the left hip and pelvis showed that there is a partial tear of the proximal rectus femoris tendons with swelling, period. It also shows an anterior acetabular labral tear, period. Assessment, one, left hip pain, two, strain of the left hip, three, tear of the left acetabular labrum, four, strain of the left quadriceps tendon, five, trochanteric bursitis left hip, six, tendinopathy of left gluteus medius, seven, sacroiliitis, period. End of report. Office clinic notes, March 31st, 2025. The patient appears to have left greater trochanteric pain syndrome secondary to gluteus medius tendinopathy, period. She will follow up with a pain specialist, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of her fall of September 12, 2024 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 2 1/4 centimeter horizontal hypertrophic scar immediately inferior to the left kneecap period. There was a 3 centimeter round density of scar tissue deep involving the left lateral upper thigh and hip area with palpable tenderness period. ENT examination was negative period. Extraocular muscles intact period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, normal cervical spine period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable period. Lumbar area was abnormal with diminished. Lumbar spine was abnormal with diminished range of motion, period. Flexion diminished by 26 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness of the lumbar area. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat, tenderness, and diminished strength noted in the lumbar area, period. Examination of the right hip was normal, period. Examination of the left hip was abnormal with tenderness that extended into the groin area, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left hip with flexion diminished by 32 degrees, comma, extension 6 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, abduction by 8 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, by 6 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 10 degrees, comma, and external rotation by 12 degrees, period. Examination, neurologically, revealed the left knee jerk reflex to be diminished at 1 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation of the left anterior lower leg, period. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. The patient was unable to walk on her heels or tiptoes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, left hip pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, contusion, comma, tear of the rectus femoris, comma, labral tear, comma, and bursitis, period. Number 2, left thigh pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, and contusion, period. Number 3, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, sacroiliitis, comma, L3-4 and L4-5 disc bulges, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury of September 12, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am discussing permanency, period. The patient does have a permanent impairment to all 3 areas of the left hip, comma, thigh, comma, and lumbar spine, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all 3 areas for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in all 3 areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised by her doctors and is clearly in the medical records that she may need future pain management, period. The patient was unable to afford it at this time due to lack of insurance, but cost of pain management would be approximately $3,500, period. Some more physical therapy would be warranted at a cost of $1,500, period. Ablation treatments would cost $5,000 and need to be repeated approximately every 6 months, period. I suspect the patient will need definitive corrective surgery to her low back at a later date, period. The need for this surgical treatment for the low back would be the 2 areas of disc bulge in the lumbar region, period. Continuous medication, Both prescription over-the-counter would be $110 a month for the remainder of her life period. Some injections in her low back, left hip, and thigh would be $3,000 period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. A TENS unit would cost $500 period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.